What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you. Welcome, Funksters, to another fun audio adventure here on the Thank Goodness It's Funky show. And thank you for making us and KVSH a part of your day. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide helping get you re-immersed in those wonderful funky tunes produced during the past 6 decades. And for this adventure, well, it's going to be about Miles Davis, who you hopefully recognize from that opening song, You and I, from Miles' Star People album that was released back in 1983. It features Mike Stern on guitar, Marcus Miller on bass, and Bill Evans on sax, along with, of course, the man with the horn, Miles Davis. My choice of tunes for this show start from 1981 on, about the time that Miles got back from his break from music and started recording tunes again. These tunes mark a major break from the musical style that Miles was playing prior to his hiatus, which sounds so classical in comparison to what you'll be hearing. And though his album, Get Up With It, is definitely very experimental in nature throughout, it doesn't have a funky drive that his post-hiatus albums do, which probably came from his bringing in younger musicians, like Brown did in his band more than a decade ago. But let's cut the talk and get to the music, because hey, that's why you're here. We'll be starting with a tune off of an album Davis released in 1981, The Man with the Horn, a tune called Fat Time. Thank you. This is the TGIF show here on your Island Connection, where we are checking out the funky fusion tunes done by trumpeter Miles Davis from 1981 on. And for our last set, we started with the tune Fat Time off of the first album that Davis recorded after his six-year hiatus from recording. Largely pop-influenced, the album fuses 1980s rock, pop, and R&B with improvisational funk and fusion styles. And as for the title, Fat Time, it was derived from a nickname given to Mike Stern, the guitarist on the album, during the recording sessions. Stern recalled that the nickname was based on his time feel and his weight, elaborating that he was heavier at the time. Davis approved of Stern's guitar solo on the song and thus decided to title the song Fat Time in honor of Stern. The next two tunes, Decoy and What It Is, are from Davis's 1984 album titled Decoy. On that album, he is backed by a new group of musicians, Robert Irving III on keyboards, John Scofield again on guitar, Daryl the Munch Jones on bass, Al Foster on drums, and Bradford Marcellus and Bill Evans on saxes. So, are you ready to stretch out the funk even further? Check these two tunes out that Davis released in 1985 called One Phone Call, Street Scenes, and You're Under Arrest, the title song from that album.
Some of this here. What you got? What's that? Cuffs in?
Handcuffs. Handcuffs. Made especially for you.
Handcuff some of this down here.
You're the shortest. We know you.
Wait a minute, I gotta do something for me.
It's too late. We got you.
Get some of this.
We've been following you in that yellow Ferrari.
Hey man, that wasn't no Ferrari. You must have been following the cab.
Joy. masz prawo milczeć. Pamiętaj, że cokolwiek nie powiesz, będzie użyte przeciwko tobie, więc lepiej siedź cicho.
Yo vine de Miami y este es parte de mi religión y no me diga que me calle.
Tu as le droit de tenir le silence. Rien que tu dis va se faire contre toi. Alors tais-toi.
Et toi, somebody.
Thank you.
You're listening to the TGIF Show on your island connection, KVSHLP Vashon, 101.9 FM, and streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org, where you can listen to a couple of my past shows and the other wonderful and informative shows we produce here at The Voice of Vashon. This is the TGIF Show on your island connection, where we are exploring the funkier tunes produced by Miles Davis. Now, some of you may be thinking, but Bob, this is more jazz and not funk. Well, true. Davis does come from a very strong jazz background. And so did a lot of the band members who played with James Brown's backup band, except maybe the original JBs, made up of Bootsy and his brother. I like Miles because he likes to explore music, and he encouraged the members of his band to do that too. Plus, you have to remember, it was Brown back in 1986 who stated this about his music. I have never been an R&B act, but I've been classed as one. My music always came from gospel and jazz, which was called funk and soul. You see, funk and soul is really jazz. For our next set, I will be playing two tunes. The first one, called Splatch, is from the album Tutu that Miles released in 1986. And the second one, High Speed Chase, is from his 1992 album Doobop, which was released a year after his death. Like some of the tunes on other Davis's albums, this tune continues to show Miles's musical commentary about life around him, much like his illustrations which adorn many of his later album covers. Now let's get back to the music. is the TGIF show on your Island Connection, where we are finishing up another fun audio adventure. We'll be having another one next week, and I hope you will join me for that. In the meantime, please visit our website and check out some of my other shows or the other wonderfully informative shows that we produce here at the Voice of Vashon. To close out the show, I've chosen the title tune off of the album Rubber Band that was released in 2019. It is important to note that the tunes on the album were recorded back in 1985 during the height of Miles Davis's most critically maligned era. If you like the other tunes he produced during that time, you'll probably like this one too. And yes, that is Mike Stern again on guitar. So until next time, funksters, take care and remember, keep it funky. Bye.